till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I smit that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly.
Welcome to Redskins Rundown, the podcast. I'm your host, Garrett Johnson. Episode 7 on the night of preseason game number 1. Just finished watching it. Not a finish you'd like. 30-10 final. On this episode, I'm going to give you my initial reactions, and I hope to do this following every preseason game. We're going to do it a little good, bad, and indifferent style. So let's start with the bad and indifferent, and then work our way up to the good, and try to end on a high note. So the bad, Jerron Christian misses a block early, holding call earlier, that was declined. He and Penn were kind of shuffled around a little bit. Overall, he wasn't great. Got beat pretty bad by Myles Garrett. And that's the type of player he's going to go up against. I can see teams putting their best pass rusher on the left side. I know that's untraditional, but if you got Christian out there and Moses, they're probably going to go against Christian. He's got to get better. Eric Flowers, terrible holding call early. Didn't press at all. I'm hoping he can step up. Hope just might have just been a bad night for him. At this point, his roster spot's probably in jeopardy for me. I didn't believe that a week or two ago. I wanted to see him get some time at guard, which he's been at tackle, and we know how that goes. But first night, very unimpressive. Karen, complete, blown assignments, constant pressure up the middle, had a really rough game. Timon Paris, a hold against him. He just seemed overpowered all the time. If you see the theme here, the whole offensive line was pretty awful. Taking account, no Roulier, Sheriff, Moses, currently your three best linemen. So take that for what it's worth. Not a good showing by the offensive line. Piron, I know everybody's joking, calling him Samaje Gruden. He was poor in pass pro on the sack of Haskins, even though that was a tough pickup. But you got to do it. And he just lacks vision still for me. I mean, he had a good third and short pickup, but he ran into the back of a Cleveland player, spun off of him, luckily got it. Just doesn't do enough for me to make the team. Parham, who I like, he didn't get a lot of playing time until the end, but ended up having a drop. Then he had a hold. Then he had a block in the back. Wasn't a good night for him. Still want to see some more of him. And then special teams, I mean, you don't ever want to see a return. So the punt return late, like I said, anytime you give up a return, it's not good, preseason or not. So that's the bad, preseason game 1. Indifferent, kind of in between. Haskins, that kidsy throw was beautiful. Over the corner, under the safety, it's a perfectly placed ball. Kidsy's got to hold on to it, got to tuck it. Can't fumble it away. The first pick, obviously not a great throw. Got blown up the next series, had a good scramble. The second pick sailed on him, another not good throw. Needs to work on his footwork. This is a good time for him to do that. The first series of the second half, though, showed a lot of moxie, came out and got some points. And you got to give it to the O-line there. They did do their job for the most part on that drive. He shook off that sack on the throw to the corner to Sims. Was a good throw. It seemed like Sims had a chance for it. But he's going to go through bumps and ups and downs as a rookie. I thought he had some good and some bad, obviously. His first game is much expected. Like I said, you can't get too high or too low on any of these things in the first game. But he's indifferent for me. Kidsy himself, he made some tough catches. A lot of catches in traffic, but he had the fumble. Regardless if it was a good play or not, you got to tuck it. He's going to have a tough time anyway cracking the roster. I see him as a practice squad candidate best, most likely. And Donald Penn, who's probably far from in football shape, but looked pretty good for game 1. I think he looked a lot better than Christian. At this point, I think if you can get him in any semblance of shape, it's his job to lose, and he'll probably be the week 1 starter. We still need Trent, but that's another story. Wes Martin, possibly the only offensive lineman who had a pretty decent game. Solid on the opening drive out of the second half. They ran the ball behind him a bunch of times. He's just nasty and physical. He's the type of guy that you want. I've said it before, he's a poor man's Brandon Sheriff. I'd like to see him get some work with the ones at some point and see what he has. Put him next to Penn, or even Christian for that matter, with Rulli. Like game three, I'd love to see maybe a every other series like they did with Penn and Christian with Martin and Flowers. Let Martin win this job. So I don't have any faith in Flowers at this point. All right, let's get to the good. Jimmy Moreland, the people's corner. Listen to this. Pass breakup, force fumble. That's some player's stat line for a game. That was three plays in a row down on the goal line. Then he had another breakup on a corner blitz in the second half. His awareness to know coming off the corner, get your hands up, even if you can't get there, for a rookie, that's big. Then the second force fumble inside the five to save another score. He's a stud. He could possibly start in week one and wouldn't surprise me. So Jimmy Moreland, good game. Cole Holcomb, unsung. You probably don't think about it. You probably don't see it. He had that touchdown saving tackle where he chased down a guy from behind to keep him inside the five. Had a good run fit on that goal line stance as well. You can't teach his speed, and he had a really good first game. I hope to see more of him. Robert Davis, my seventh wide receiver. He had a bad hold early, but he drew the PI, and he had the touchdown catch. He's wide open still. Got to make the play. But he's still the seventh receiver for me. He's still got to make some more plays. He's got some work to do. I think it's possible they keep seven receivers. Not sure on that yet, but he's still the seventh receiver for me. You see that Doxson and McLaurin didn't even play. Harmon got in really, really late. Sims played a lot with Kidsey early. It's going to be interesting to see. Wide receivers still got a lot of questions. Tim Settle, constant push in the pocket, had a tackle for loss. It's kind of unreal that he's our fourth best D lineman. I think if you give him the opportunity on other teams, he'd have a chance to start elsewhere. It's a good problem, not a good problem, but a good thing to have, that fourth lineman who can rotate in, be fresh, and be disruptive. McKenzie, I thought, had a really good game. Constant pressure, had the fumble recovery. He has been like nobody on this roster. I think he's closer to a lock. I had him as my last man on earlier, about a month ago. With Brailford being banged up now, I think you have to keep McKenzie. And then a little controversial here, but I think Ryan Anderson had a good game. He's great against the run. He's like elite against the run. He had a pressure early. He had a sack. Regardless of your opinion on him, his pass rush, the high motor is going to produce a few sacks here and there. And like I said, he's probably one of the best outside linebackers league-wide against the run. He's always setting the edge. He had a really good game. I like what I saw from Ryan Anderson. And then Ryan B. had an early tackle for loss and a sack to end the half. He doesn't probably have a chance of cracking the roster unless it's for Brantley's injury, who could be more than we think. Who knows? But I think he's a really good practice squad candidate, and he had a great game as well. Overall, some good and bad. Obviously, more bad than good when you lose 30-10. But preseason results mean nothing. There's a lot to learn from tonight. I'm still just as excited about Haskins. I'm still just excited about this team. I think that there can be good things done. They can take a lot from this and move on to next week and get better. Thanks for listening. See you after Cincy. HTTR.